All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, we're both fans of the website genius.com.
It's a good resource, even if it's not entirely accurate. But if I am looking for a lyric, I will go to genius.com.
When I want to feel like a genius,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just go there. It's like, man, you have to be a genius to know what the danger zone represents.
Yes.
So I'm on genius.com and I'm going to hit random page and
Sounds
then I'm
going to
read some lyrics and then we'll see what pops up in the old game computer.
I'm down for that.
Here we go. And you know, you want to shake it up and pour it on you. You know, you want to wear the perp, don't you?
Perp, like a perpetrator, I'm trying to figure out what genre this is. Sounds like it doesn't really know what it is.
Yeah, it doesn't rhyme or anything.
No.
Is the game computer picking up?
Okay. No, this is weird. Yeah, it's taking me to a listing on PS4, White Boys with Attitude, The Pursuit of Money. But it says it's an album. Like they're selling an album of this. Oh, it's on Steam as well. There's a game.
Mm-hmm. There's a make my video.
Something like that.
But you don't make anything.
Nope. Except the mistake of downloading this.
Yeah, this sucks. Sorry, this is an emergency. It just looked like it was gonna be real funny.
Yeah.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
You're listening to Abject Suffering. This one is hard to do because it involves you doing something.
Okay.
A different one. Welcome to Abject Suffering, where meow 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 meow.
Oh, Gary, stop that. My kittens are going nuts.
Meow 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 meow.
I know you can read my thoughts, boy.
And we're talking about
we're
accidentally promoting some jerks. Maybe they're not jerks. It's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really hard time.
I don't know if they're bad people. I find them incredibly distasteful. I don't want to get those two things mixed up.
Yes.
I call that the Juggalo dilemma.
Yes. And it's not like there's no Juggalo DNA.
Yes. This is an act that would want to be at the gathering, but they would be invited there just to have water bottles thrown at them.
Yes.
Right. We're talking about White Boys with Attitude, : mm-hmm. The Pursuit of Money, which is not so much a game, it is like an interactive piece of software to promote their album, The Pursuit of Money, which is just like a greatest hits album of this rap outfit. And every single word in that sentence has an asterisk on it.
Yeah. And there are mini games attached
mm-hmm.
to these, you know, so, okay.
Yeah.
So it is technically a game. It's weird how this got, there's like a weird brigade in favor of this. This has like positive review bombing.
What?
On Steam and on Metacritic.
Huh.
Where tons of people have flocked to give this positive reviews. And a lot of it's that, you know, the same joke I need the internet to get over of being sarcastically saying a non-game has like big features.
Yes. You know?
But some of it just feels like these guys have a lot of friends. You know, like this is so quaint like, I can't quite hate it. It just feels like, so this was formed in 2007.
Right.
So that's the thing. That's like the weird little key piece of information that allows me to have disdain.
Mm-hmm.
For this is a 13-year ongoing concern.
Yes. And when we say ongoing concern, these are two guys. And I only mention this because this is rap. These are two white guys from, what is it? Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Mount Vernon, Illinois. Dr. White and Crushed Ice.
Yes, is what they...
Prior to becoming rappers, which implies that they're rapping full time, Dr. White worked as an animal doctor on a farm, the farm. That's where they met.
Yeah.
And Crushed Ice manned machinery and worked as a bartender on the side at the farm.
Right. Yeah. So, small town guys, nothing wrong with being a small town guy. I'm a small town guy. But they decided to get together.
Looking for a big city girl. She's a little bit country, ladies.
They're
if you're a little bit rock and roll.
Oh man.
This podcast will not end until Cole gets a wife.
That's the end game, folks. Yeah.
Epic suffering. End game.
Just the last episode is my wedding, and then we all die. Oh fuck. But they decided to get together and bring hip hop back to its roots with devastating flow and relentless beats. That is not at all what is present in this music.
Finally, two guys who are demonstrating two of the worst beards are bringing rap back to its origins.
Yes.
Yeah. Before we get into the game, I don't have a character, but I wanted to. So I feel like on this show.
Okay.
And our other shows, it's fair to say that, like, I'll make fun of you. Like, you know, you like pans.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You know, you're going to be a shaman, things like that. I know I've mentioned it obliquely, but part of the reason why I have such disdain for this is because of my early 2000s white nerd rap band.
Yes.
Which is true. Like that's a thing
that you did.
And recorded records and stuff and played live shows. And if it weren't for all of my good qualities, I could have become these guys.
Yeah.
And just kept doing it, you know.
could have gone in this direction. I forget that you did that. And you have, but you have the propriety and I think very importantly, the shame to say like, oh yeah, that wasn't the greatest. Like, I'm sure it was fun, but like you haven't like put those up on a SoundCloud and said, hey, look at the, you've not drawn attention to it and you won't, no matter how much anybody bugs you about it.
Well, I haven't released the tapes or anything,
right?
But I feel like these two white guys from rural Illinois, I have I'm matching this experience more than I've matched any game creators. we've done like this. It's like, oh, this is a lot like me and my buddy Austin.
Yeah.
At the time. You know, so it seemed like an okay episode to talk about that, even though I don't necessarily remember very many specific stories. And so, I also want to talk about the game and these guys' awesome flow.
Why did you decide to do that? Because like, we talk about the music that you like to listen to. We have a lot of commonalities, you know, there's a fair amount of overlap. And I think that we've both said like good things in passing about like 90s hip hop, you know, Wu-Tang Clan and stuff like that. But like, you know, to make the decision to go and do this in the mid 2000s, like, what were you trying to emulate?
You know, like I'd answer that if I could. I think that it was honestly at the time when my sense of humor was worse and dumber.
Okay.
I thought the idea of a couple of white dudes doing nerdy rap was good.
Right. Right.
You know, that was kind of the joke, and my buddy wanted to do it, and I wanted to make music for it.
Okay.
Because I kind of wanted to just, I wasn't in a band,
right,
at the time.
And like, you probably wanted to like justify the purchase of a drum machine and mess around with it. Probably.
I had a drum machine my uncle gave me, and I wanted to mess around with it.
Okay. Yeah.
And learn it and stuff. And I did. But it's all like pretty regrettable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those songs still exist. Pretty regrettable stuff.
Oh, I mean, so what you said doing nerdy rap, like how nerdy are we doing this here? Is this like an MC Chris kind of thing?
Nope. It predates my awareness of an MC Chris. So maybe MC Chris was doing stuff at the time. But I thought it would be fun. Actually, I can't do it because I'm still in mid move. I was going to pull up the songs and kind of go through what they're about. I remember the intro, which we shot a video for, was a song called, I Am the Shizit / I Am Also the Shizit.
Okay. That's pretty good.
You know, it, like, well, I mean, I was still a semi funny person.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, at the time. So this began with us introducing, and one of the big themes at the time was that my friend Austin, who MC Brain Burrito, mm-hmm. Was his MC, and I was DJ Ho Chi Meningitis. and he talked about pot a lot, and I talked about how I didn't like pot and I liked to drink.
Okay.
So that's kind of what this first.
You were just fighting your Pokemon.
Kinda. We had a song later called Intoxicants Rule, which was specifically about that. But this okay. This showed up a lot in this one. But yeah, it was like him introducing himself and then me introducing myself in mm-hmm. in a rap-ly way.
Right,
You know, and I remember we shot a video for it at the time, and I really wish I still had all the footage for it.
Okay.
We lost one of the tapes, so we never completed it.
Oh, man.
But we had a couple of friends who came over and like female friends who had conventionally sexy bodies, and they dressed in bikinis and like danced behind us while we rapped.
Okay.
But the thing that I think this was not intentional is I was like, okay, you know, rap videos, there's always like a barbecue, you know, so I'll hold a barbecue and have my friends over and take video of it.
Uh-huh.
You know? But I had cooked the chicken and I don't know how to fucking barbecue. And I definitely didn't know how to 20 years ago.
Oh, did you poison your friends?
Well, if they didn't have, they weren't more alert than yes.
Okay.
Cause there's lots of footage of them like holding up the chicken and like peeling back pieces of it to reveal that it's like super undercooked, which I think is a very funny thing to be in the video.
That is very you funny. Know? Yeah.
But I lost it. It no longer exists.
Oh man. What was your style? Like, were you doing like these guys are and like trying to do like a pantomime of black hip hop, or were you kind of doing your own thing?
It was no musical innovation whatsoever. Like, it was way more you know, it wasn't literally like, my name is Gary and I'm here to say I like to rap in a rapping way.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't literally that, but it was a lot of A B A B A B rhyme stuff. Austin's a way better rapper than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And would do some kind of internal rhyme things, mm-hmm. but it was all pretty you know, pretty amateur.
Yeah.
And then we were just like writing songs about stuff you know, that was, you know, that either we thought was funny about the culture. Like, there was like, I did like a sexy Barry White like thing, mm-hmm. called, like, I want to lay you down on a bed of 40s, you know? So that was like, and then Austin wrote one about his car.
Okay.
You know, getting hand jobs and stuff in the car.
Uh-huh.
It was that kind of deal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a weird thing happened where we had our initial collection of songs. And they're real amateurish.
Mm-hmm.
And then Austin like wrote, you know, started writing a couple other songs that were like a little bit better.
Okay.
That we did. And like, I think that, and I had no judgment of this, I think he really wanted to make kind of a go of it.
Okay.
You know, and I kind of got over it a little bit before he did. And it was not super great.
Okay. Yeah. The enthusiasm mismatch has killed many a project, yes. like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And no judgment, to him whatsoever. Like, he is good at rapping. But I kind of got over it and was like, you know, I want to be in a rock band.
Yeah. Like, it would be funnier if I put you on blast and was like incredibly cruel to you about this, but like, I understand where this comes from.
Like access to all the lyrics and stuff, there'd be tons of ground for cruelty and like,
oh yeah,
I'd welcome it. Cause this is something where it's like, one of the episodes of Dead Idea Valhalla, I put one of the songs
uh-huh.
on there. That was like one of the later ones that I think has like, I like the production on,
mm-hmm.
like I like the music of.
And you've done like, you did a rap intro for this show many years ago.
Oh
right?
Yeah, I can rap. There's a weird secret about me, you know, cause I did all those Pokemon raps as well for Teenage Dirtbags. Like, mm-hmm. and I also, when I'm walking around the house alone,
right.
I will freestyle about things.
Oh, and I talked to you off the air. You do it entirely in verse. So
yeah, it's real weird. It's super awkward. You know, because
it's inefficient is the thing.
There just aren't that many rhymes for trouble guts or diarrhea and all the things you talk about off air.
I'm gonna be 15 minutes late.
Yeah, there's not that many lines. There's not that many rhymes for I need a 15 minute punt because I have to go spray. You know. In fact, there are actually tons of rhymes for that.
Well, yes,
but so I just want to say that I'm gonna mercilessly mm-hmm. make fun of the white boys with attitude, because I do find this annoying.
Uh-huh.
Very annoying, but I also recognize that this is something that I participated in and I don't have that much room to talk.
Right. Okay, so that's good. Yeah. You know, for as much as hypocrisy generally doesn't matter, it's nice to establish a history, because yeah. I think that your experience in this realm, the fact that this has gone on for 13 years and they are,
that's a thing.
And they're trying hard to increase their profile. I think that is something that makes this pretty different, actually.
It really matters to me.
Yeah.
You know, because, and also something that Honkies with Privileges, my white guy rap band, had.
Oh, okay. All right.
That this didn't have is that it was that we were trying to be funny. And these guys, there are parts of this that are trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
There are parts of it that are incredibly serious.
Yeah. And you end up getting into kind of like a little bit of a Schrodinger's douchebag kind of thing.
Yes.
I would say I am far less righteously angry at these guys than I am with like the Zombotatoes dudes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. This is very similar to that as a game, quote unquote, in that it is full motion video and the interaction is very, very light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are not Zombotato.
Right.
People. So where the perp, as we mentioned, I think refers to pouring purple drink on yourself.
Yeah, which you wouldn't do because promethazone is very expensive and is a controlled substance.
One of the reasons why I know that it's about that mm-hmm. Is because these guys did their own genius annotations for it.
What?
Which has to be, yeah.
Oh, no.
Which has to be one of the saddest things.
Oh, no. I thought you were really joking about going to Genius.
No, I wish I was. But no, they've done their own genius annotations for Where the Perp.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So what you are doing while they are wearing the perp, wearing the purple drink, pouring it down the front, like you start the game and like the most involved mini game of this is basically just a little rhythm game. You press in the right, you know, in the correct direction. When you could get this on PS4, you did this with the motion controls. Like the demonstration video is still done with a PS4 controller. Maybe you could plug it in.
It's a million years long.
Yes.
And instead of showing him read them, it's him looping.
Right.
Like a dance and out of sync vocals. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Him like rapping the instructions for this rhythm game.
Yes. But you're just doing these very simple motions kind of in rhythm over their official music video. And we can talk about what goes on in this music video as they rap about spilling purple drink on themselves.
Yeah. Which is a mistake, a party mistake.
Yeah.
I think that this game is actually less involved than the side-scrolling driving game from the perspective of a cop that has shooting and match segments.
Oh yeah.
To it, you know, this is a better one though.
Mm-hmm.
The other rhythm game that you have, the commands always fall on the beat, but the beat is syncopated.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly weird. There's like a part where, it kind of jumps the chord.
Yeah.
But if you press the key at that time, you fail.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't register.
So you would be better. You would score better at this by turning the music off and just watching the,
yes.
Yeah. Just watching the cymbals.
Playing it to a metronome.
Yeah.
Like some kind of funky metronome, you know, a standard farm metronome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he explains how to do this, and then they show the music video with things about it, about spilling drinks on yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like this is also kind of explained as them trying to do like create like a dance sensation. The idea being, or the Crank That Soldier Boy, where they did like they listened to Soldier Boy and said, hey, we can make something better than that. And then they spent 13 years not.
Cole, without looking, would you do me a favor and guess how many tracks are on this album?
I know how many tracks are on it. 30. 30.
30.
It's the best of. They're prolific. Some of them in the listing, the listing that I have is on it's on the PSN store. Some of them are in brackets, so I assume that those are skits.
Oh, probably. The realization, the donut claws.
Yeah.
Joining the popo. There's a weird pro police.
Yes.
Undercurrent that I can't tell how
love the police. It is. Like their producer, quote unquote, is a cop named Piggy who loves donuts or something like that.
Yeah. That's what we're going through.
Yeah. The Columbus Day party, the murder / getting suited up.
Columbus Day party. That was one of the things about this too, where I felt like, are we accidentally supporting a white supremacist rap group?
I don't know. I've only heard the one song, and there's nothing explicitly hateful in it that I can tell.
Yeah, but a Columbus Boy party, that's weird.
But that could also just be like them talking about how people in the Midwest will have cookouts for the dumbest reason. So
I mean, that's true. Yeah. But I don't think they're talking about that. I think that they're just kind of engaging.
Yeah.
With that, you know, and their Twitter is all like people who seem like their friends saying they're the best that ever was.
Right.
And then retweeting it. They retweeted somebody with a Black Lives Matter in their handle. So that's at least possibly good. And hopefully we are not supporting.
I would feel really
white supremacy with this podcast.
I would feel bad if we ended up doing that by accident.
This would have to be the second lost episode.
Yeah. So it would be like, I'm looking at the lyrics, like here in Mount Vernon, the white boys, they get their own live show. Yeah, it's just them rapping about it's rapping about rapping, which is something that I'm not necessarily that big of a fan of.
Also a big thing that we did in my my rap band. I also have a mild amount of chauvinism about Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Being from Northern Illinois. I went to Southern Illinois, went to like Carbondale and stuff like that once for some shows. And like, I said this and I've said this before, but when I was in Carbondale, I didn't see a guy with a shirt until I got indoors, like in the place where we're at, like literally every man on the street was shirtless.
Cool.
Yeah. It was just very like, man.
Yeah.
Nip, nop, o'clock.
I mean, Southern Illinois, don't you mean Western Indiana? The joke is that Indiana is deserving of contempt.
Yes, and don't get me wrong, it is. other than Bloomington, Indiana, which is sweet.
Oh yeah, that's college town. Every college town is its own little weird island,
little bastion.
Yeah,
Birthplace of the American Sexual Revolution, home to Kinsey Institute.
Nice.
And better than Bloomington, Illinois, which is just like a weird suburban college town.
Yeah. But you're doing these little moves over the video, which is like them going to like a Montgomery Ward or a JCPenney and like trying on purple clothes.
It is like the cheapest music video. them going to the mall.
Yep.
Where will we not get caught? And trying on purple clothes and then spilling grape soda on their shirts in their yard.
Yeah. And not understanding that if you want something like that to show up on camera, that the actual dye on the grape soda isn't enough. You would have to mix something up. So really all that they are doing is getting the front of their shirt wet. It's vaguely a little purple, but mostly you're just seeing their skin through the white t-shirt that they decided they could ruin.
It's a wet t-shirt contest and everybody wins. And they have a web presence.
Yeah.
And stuff with fan art and everything. This is a real kind of joke fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like how much they're really going hard on being the best rappers in the world and stuff. Feels like it is like kind of part of the joke.
Yeah.
You know, did you notice that in the game where you play the cop producer going through the repeating town, one of the places that you go by over and over is a tire store called Stan the Tire, with a gigantic faceless woman as the mascot?
I saw that, and I every time I passed by, I started anew in the dilemma of trying to figure out what in the world that means. That has to be a reference to one of the songs, maybe,
or just Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Maybe,
you know?
Huh. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, there could be a dumb tire store in their place. Huh. I'm looking down the list of their the list of their songs, which include track 14, Big Single, and track 17, We Back.
they came back within those three songs.
Yep.
They had a little bit of controversy because it got delisted from the PlayStation 4 store.
Yes. And this is where I discovered that there is a website called delistedgames.com, which explains the story, like the circumstances behind games being pulled down.
Yeah. Like I'm going to spend some time on this website, you know, this owns, I'm glad there is this website.
Yes.
You know, talks about the game and then why it was delisted. And they say it was probably because of technical issues. But,
well, because that's barely a thing.
our boys, though, did a lot of tweeting at Sony and, like, said we're in talks with them and stuff. Mm-hmm. Kind of made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
As part of their joke, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. I think that people ironically putting this out, I mean, like, this does seem a little bit like stream bait too. And also, I mean, we're kind of in that same neighborhood as well. Like we said, we're promoting these guys who we have no idea what they're.
Sincerely, what happened was there's a Twitter account called Steam Trailers in 6 Seconds.
Okay.
Which is a really great account to follow because it does 6 second trailers of new Steam shit. Mm-hmm. So this is how I learn about games that nobody is like talking about.
Right.
And most of the times it's like Renpy garbage or RPG Maker garbage. Like it just looks, you know, like that. But then I saw this thing with these two guys dancing around in ties, pouring juice on each other as an FMV game.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know it would just be a rhythm game, even though they show a little bit of that. I was expecting like an adventure game or something like that. And thus declared the Abject Suffering emergency. Which again, as I mentioned before, I now regret.
Yeah. And also like maybe I could have fired this up and checked to see before I said, yes, let's do it. So
I even peer pressured you. I put it in the channel and it was like emergency. Yeah. And then I take the L on this one, you know, in a big, bad way.
No, don't stop my Spartacusing, okay?
I'm the gift of the Magi. No, I'm the gift of the Magi. You got me a copy of Gift of the Magi? I got you.
Man.
I don't like how one of the guys prominently only wears an NWA shirt, which, like, it's okay to dig NWA. That's fine. It feels postury to me.
But then also their name is White Boys With Attitude. So
they're doing what we did, you know, in 2000 or whatever.
Right.
You know, trying to play off NWA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah.
Again, looking for reasons to cancel these guys. One of their tracks is called Stand Your Ground.
Yeah. Well, Mount Vernon, Illinois, man.
Okay.
Big area for Stand Your Ground laws.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but if you want to play a game for free that involves a lot of two men pouring soda on their chest, which, you know, maybe you're that.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. And as a rhythm game, rhythm games are fun to me.
Yep.
Even if this is an incredibly bad rhythm game.
Yes. Yeah, I found myself kind of just wanting to watch the bad music video, and also like I really didn't like the music. It's not good rap. It just the Spill the Perp has a very kind of like a very lame weak sauce beat to it, and broadly it is a kind of like singy pop rap that is incredibly soft in a way that I do not enjoy.
There are also tons of ABABAB rhymes in that too, which again, I'm not above. That's what I did as well.
Yeah.
I just didn't do it for 17 years.
and apparently never got better at. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this could be better. It's possible that for the, you know, we haven't listened to the thing, and if we ended up doing it, they would have succeeded. That's what
the whole idea is. Well, the entire thing, like you finish one of these games and it's like, buy the album, you know? So this is like, this is like a crassly commercial endeavor.
Yes. It's a stunt and we fell for it. And now by listening to it, you fell for it.
Yep. We're all bastards here. The funniest joke about it, when you go to download it on Steam, they did something to the file size where even though what you actually download is different, it says this will require 420 megabytes.
Yeah.
That is funny to me. I like that. That's the weed number, Gary.
It is the weed number. It is the number one weed number. You know, I was really expecting some more stuff on their Facebook.
From
this, but it's the same thing that everything that they're doing, which is like this weird, relentless, self-promotion.
Yes. Now you gotta be on the hustle.
Gotta be on the hustle.
In July, they put out, using their little merch store, they put out face masks for white boys with attitudes. So at least they're anti-maskers. God, I'm scraping for crumbs. I want to cancel these guys. I want to send them straight to hell.
I will say also the shirt that just has the purple on the front of it is kind of attractive. The Perp Smash.
Where is that? I'm trying to.
It's on their merch section on their website near the top.
Let me take a look at this. God, I want to burn their lives to the fucking ground. Oh, yeah, that's good. Although, the printing on that would actually not. The transparent overlays.
It wouldn't look this good. It'd also involve wearing a white shirt, which I don't like to do.
No. Man.
Unfortunately uncancelable, but if you know something that will cancel them,
we'll get them, guys.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they're just innocent goofs. It's just weird they've been doing it this long.
How in the fucking world did they get this on the PSN store?
So it looks like a friend of theirs made the game.
Yes, they have a credit for the boring nerd stuff or whatever. Yeah.
And if you look at their timeline, all of their albums that they made were quite a while ago, at least 7 years ago. So it kind of feels like one of their friends wanted to try making a game and was like, "Hey, let me
make
these interactive music videos," and kind of reignited the project. With them. So their friend just knew how to get this on the PS4 store. Because PS4 store is like discerning as far as games go, except for when you start looking at themes and things and you can get anything.
Right.
But there's all kinds of just like weird garbage if you look at the sales section.
Not everything is the tropical skeletons. Yeah.
Yes. Or the traditional graveyard skeletons. I wonder if there'd be a new skeleton drop for Halloween.
I don't know. I'm wondering if the PS5 is gonna have some skeletons on it.
Ooh.
I hope. Yeah,
I hope. Dude, I have a okay, this will be worth it. But it is gonna take a second. Vamp about what the Constitution means to you for like maybe 3 minutes.
Okay.
Or 2 minutes.
I'll do that. Well, the Constitution nowadays is more important than ever. Lots of people are talking about this as our democracy is, further and further under attack. What was it? Mike Lee out of Utah. By the time you're listening to this, it's forever in the future. But he came out and said, "Oh yeah, we're not actually a democracy." That angers me. I hate it when they say that because it's quite transparent. The only reason they're saying that is because the Democrats are the bad guys. When the people say that and like, no, we're not a democracy because that's Democrat stuff, and it's just a way to concentrate power. Concentrate power in the hands of the few, and that's irritating the way that they basically just play Calvin ball with the words. And you got Amy Coney Barrett. She's doing all that textual originalism stuff, which is just a way to say
originalism is so fucking dumb.
It's so dumb. Yeah,
it's not a point of pride that things don't change.
Right,
don't be
right.
Stupid.
It's the worst.
So I was at Target.
Okay.
And I found this little projector that projects a dancing skeleton on the wall.
Oh, shit. Really?
And I bought it. Oh, yeah. So I can now do this. But listen to this song it plays. Are you ready? And there's a giant dancing skeleton on my wall.
I love it.
It's one of my most prized possessions. He kind of goes back and forth between like a Muppet, like, yeah. pose. And then the Drake like saying yes to something by pointing at it.
Okay.
And that's it. And you change the size by moving it towards the wall.
Of course.
And it plays this awesome little song.
I love that song. Has a better beat than the White Boys with Attitude.
I'm gonna put this on Twitter at some point. This little dancing skeleton. But I thought that's what the PS5 skeleton made me think of. It was, ooh, a holographic projected skeleton.
I'm doing a search on. I might want one of these.
You should definitely get one, dude.
I should definitely. Well, I ended up
going to multiple Targets. So
what is it? Is this designed to be like staked into the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
But it also comes with a stand.
Gotcha.
And outlets. You can use it in home life or listen to it like music, which is what I intend to do.
Well, year round, of course. Yeah. I'm gonna send you the I'm gonna watch the Slack. I'm gonna send you the listing that I have there. I could go to Sandusky to get this. Huh.
Do it.
Sandusky's like an hour away, dude.
Do it. You could probably order it online as well.
Yeah, probably.
It feels like, you know, target.com.
Maybe.
Yeah. But the fact that we were just in the Halloween aisle buying stuff for the house, and it was just like dancing skeleton, and there's a button.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm not going to not push a button, like just a button that says dancing skeleton.
Twist my arm.
Yeah. Even if that made my skeleton dance and I died from it, I was still pushing the button. And then it just projected this little light on the thing with this little jolly fella dancing to that song. And it was real good, and I couldn't find it, and I went to another Target and found it.
To take a look at Slack, is this the right one? Is this?
Let me let's find out here. So here, let me see. The one that's shown there that shows that little ghost is not correct, but this is kind of the correct brand.
Okay, so it is a skeleton ghost.
Because I guess it's not that, because my skeleton is a jolly cartoon skeleton, not a scary uninvited skeleton.
Okay,
if you go down where it shows more to consider. he might be down there.
Okay.
The ghost that's down there is from the same.
It's in the same line.
Yeah. Phillips White Ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's ones that are like red skulls. Okay. So there may be a few of these just kind of like hanging around. That's fine. Yeah. I don't
see my specific boy in here, but the ghost does have its charms. I can, I can attest.
Yeah. No, this will be fun. I haven't really done any one thing that is depressing but true is that since I got the house, my plan was to do like Halloween decoration and stuff,
because
like that would be fun, but like it has never really worked out because October is such a busy year.
Is a busy year before the election.
No, October is a busy time of the year for us generally because of PRGE. So like, but it would be good to go and take a look at these in the aisle there. Cause this would be an easy and cheap way to do something cool. Let's get a skeleton on the front of this house, guys.
Yeah. There's four rotating color skulls.
Ooh,
I might get those guys. That's a bulb I can use to replace this one.
Ooh, nice.
So modular.
Yeah.
I can also set it to motion activate and leave it outside my room if I want to make Pocket and Emma's life absolute.
Oh, just the worst. Yeah.
Yeah, just anytime they walk by, just you know, or like if I set up in the bathroom and only played it when I peed or something.
Oh,
and like just, put like I free handed it and then put my fist on my hips and kind of shook them while I was peeing to that beat.
Yes, it would definitely be more efficient.
You know.
Like another thing that is that's a little bit a problem with doing Halloween decorations and stuff is it's hard to decide if you want to go full scary or spooky, like spooky cute scary, you know.
Yeah. Some people in my neighborhood have done really good full scaries. There's a couple of spooky cutes, but there's a lot of like errant bones and ghosts and stuff. This neighborhood is really bringing it.
Yeah.
So
there are a couple of places nearby that do that do really good displays here in my neighborhood as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, fun stuff. If you like this show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv
mm-hmm.
and give us some money.
Yeah, that is the way that you support this show and all of the shows on the network. We are entirely mm-hmm. listener supported, and you get cool stuff for doing that. So you can get not only episodes of this show early, but get bonus episodes. We're over 100 bonus episodes right now, which mm-hmm. is ridiculous to me. Yeah, and you get the good feeling of supporting your boys.
Yeah, which you can't put a price tag on that, but if you could, $5.
$5.
Yeah. Ratings and reviews, also welcome. And until next time.
As our friend Tristan says, until next time, remember, the clock in San Dimas is always running.
That's a good one.
Yeah.